the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
As we, I guess, I mean, it's been a while since I've watched it, but sort of salute and say farewell to the Footy Show on Nine.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Which is very odd, because I was just saying last night we watched it and it is the first time we said, you know what, it's growing on us. It's actually better than the last one. I said it's something, it's fun, everyone can join in on.
Yeah.
It was funny for anyone who watched it, not just
not kind of niche.
A very niche audience who only like Sam Newman and Eddie Maguire.
And let's be honest, that audience is shrinking.
So I was actually, for the first time, I thought, this is great. This is going to go somewhere. Next minute, gone.
Like it went to air. They didn't know afterwards. That's it.
That's terrible.
Sorry. And, look, it didn't get many, apparently. They reckon in Perth, about 10,000 watched the Footy Show.
Do you think they needed to let it have a bit more time?
It was not very long.
It's about, well, when's the footy season started, isn't it? About 4 weeks.
Ruthless if things don't work.
It's had like 4 episodes. Surely give it a season at least and see how it goes.
I've heard of shows being cancelled for less. I remember there was a Mick Malloy show that I think got an episode or two in that went.
Yeah.
There's quite a few comedy shows that haven't lasted. So
I guess we should be thankful we're still here.
You and me.
Yeah.
Every day is a miracle, just quietly.
It's a blessing.
Today is Shrimp Day.
Shrimp Day.
In the States.
Not Prawn Day.
No, well, it's a States thing. But if you ever needed an excuse to get some prawns into you.
Chuck another shrimp on the barbie.
There you go. Get outdoors with a jumper.
And a shrimp.
And a shrimp.
And a barbie.
What a weekend that'd be.
Freaky food. It's freaky food.
Now, look, it's been away for a while, as you have.
Yeah, because I was in Japan for a few weeks.
And you've brought back treats.
I've brought quite a treat for you. A little delight.
If anyone's familiar, I've actually seen YouTube videos of this particular brand of extremely hot noodle.
It's a ramen noodle, I believe.
Two times spicy,
with a lot of Japanese writing and symbols, and a chickens with their mouths on fire and chilies.
With its mouth on fire and a bomb in its hand. That's how hot this is meant to be.
So it's basically 2 minute noodles, super duper spicy. We bought this in one of those massive convenience stores. It was like a 14 story mega donk store.
Mega donk.
This one was called Mega Donk with a penguin on it. Anyway, very confusing.
14 stories doesn't sound very convenient.
Well, it is when you got everything in one place.
Clearly.
You don't need to go anywhere else.
So now,
anyway, we bought this back.
Did you try these?
I haven't. My partner Jack is a massive spice fan.
Right.
So he eats chilies with everything, makes very hot curries. Nothing in Japan was too hot for him. And he ate these yesterday at work, messaged me with a few crying faces and said it was too hot.
I've got oil all over me.
Is it burning?
Red hot chili. Not yet, but I don't have any fingerprints anymore, so it'd be great. I can rob a bank.
I brought these in for you as a treat, so let's see if you can withstand it. Oh, he's gone straight for the juice. This is the part that Jack said he couldn't eat.
Oh, my God, that's insanely hot. And I'm quite, like you're saying, wow.
Yeah, so the same thing, you're very used to spice and you...
It's catching in the back of my throat.
That's when you know it's hot.
Which is a sign right there, like, oh. Wow, it feels like it's come back up.
I love
this. I've swallowed it, but it's coming back up. Reflux.
Your body's saying, no, this is wrong.
No, going down, it feels like it's coming back. It feels like acid reflux on the way up. Wow.
You know, whatever goes in must come out.
I think I've had enough.
No, you haven't even got to the noodles yet. That's just the soup.
Given the fact that this is going to come out, I think I'm good.
He's thinking of the other end.
I am. I'm just contemplating.
If it hurts this much going in, imagine what it's going to hurt like coming out. Noodles have flown out of his mouth.
It's hard to combat it's hard not to choke with that heat.
There's tears in his eyes.
I like it. Don't get me wrong.
It hurts me, but I like it.
Well, I might take a while to get through this.
Struggling.
We normally combine strange things. Today it's the heat challenge. And
wow. So we challenge, well, it's probably hard to get your hands on over here, but if you're going to Japan anytime soon, look out for this spicy brand and give it a go.
I think you'll find them. There are specialist places that will sell them.
Probably.
We've got a video of the packet.
Got the picture of it up on Facebook.
Just look for the chicken with a bomb.
And lots of red and fire.
I love it.
So compared to our chili challenge that we did a while ago when you had the sauce.
It's there.
It's there? Same it's there. Level? It's there. Higher? Lower?
No, I think it's there.
The same level?
Well, we'll see after I finish the bowl.
Okay.
But that's a 9.
9. Loves it.
I like it.
97.3. Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And plugging us in, as always, for your Friday, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, this is proof that no one is above the law.
No.
David Beckham has lost his license after he was caught on his phone behind the wheel.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. He's been banned for driving for 6 months over the incident back in November, where he was actually dobbed in by a member of the public who saw him looking at his lap while he was driving. So he's been ordered to pay $1,700 in court costs and fines.
Wow.
Oh, that's so mean. Why would you dob in David Beckham?
Now Posh is going to have to drive him around.
I know. That'll be a sight. Now, Hilary Duff is engaged.
Hey.
She announced the news that she and partner Matthew Comer are now engaged via her Instagram account with a photo of herself wearing the ring. The pair share a 7-month-old daughter together. Her name is Banks.
Was she wearing anything else? Not just the ring?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just had a mental picture. I just needed to confirm.
Of course you did. Now, Taylor Swift has revealed there are a lot of hidden references in her latest music video for the song Me with Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. Uh-huh. In a recent interview, she talked about hidden Easter eggs throughout the music video.
Okay, well, basically when new music comes out, when more music comes out, they'll realize that there are dozens of lyrical references and symbolic references. But I try to do Easter eggs in like kind of first round is like stuff that they can see that predicts what will happen in a couple months. There's also like second tier Easter eggs, which will be revealed upon the album. Then there's third tier Easter eggs, which are the most deeply embedded Easter eggs, which will be like shown on the tour.
Okay, can I just say, I'm with the interviewer there who was like, wow.
I can't keep up with this.
You need to get out more, Taylor.
You can hear her like kind of going a little bit insane when she's like, and there's Easter eggs.
Yeah. And then there's a third tier.
We don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, no. Finishing up with Mel Gibson. He has been cast as Santa Claus in a new comedy called...
He's got the beard.
And the movie's called Fat Man. Poor Mel. Oh. The movie's set to be about a 12-year-old taking a hit out at Santa after being delivered coal for Christmas. The movie is set to begin filming early next year. So... not this Christmas coming, next one we'll see Mel as a big Santa.
Nikki and Tamello, back Monday from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.